Vayim Bekreshim plays a Simon Samach Dalit. Shekosev the Afra Rambam. So we missed a week, I'm sorry. Just to Chazer, there was a question of by Ben Pakua. The question is, when you shecht an animal and inside the animal you find the Vlad, the halacha is that the Vlad is nitar b'shchitas eim. Except in the case where the animal has somehow come out and touched the ground. But if the animal does not touch the ground, the animal is still self-contained. Even if the animal is alive and is fully formed, the animal is mutter. However, we had a question. What about the certain aspects or anatomy within that animal, within that fetus itself? For instance, what about the chelev in that animal? What about the gid hanosh in that animal? So the Rambam Shita was that if you shecht an animal, the fetus within the animal, the chelev in that animal is mutter, as long as the animal is not fully formed.
But the head is kolba behemoto chelev?
Kolba behemoto chelev. It's a pasuk.
So it's not right? Like it's equivalent to the shechita, the head shechita, equivalent to kolba behemoto chelev.
Ah, very good.
Don't say that it's equivalent to shechita. That's already good.
So let's see. So we had this Rambam. We went through it last time. Okay, we're not going to go through that issue. But now he's going to talk the Minchas Chinuch as a extension of that issue, an outgrowth of that issue, fasting outgrowth. The Rambam Shita was, we went through it in detail last time, Macholos Asuras, that if you shecht a ben tes chai, then when the animal comes out, the animal is totally mutter, doesn't need shechita. Meaning, I shoot the animal in the head, and I can eat it. What? Yeah, you can even eat it. 100%, right? It doesn't need shechita. It's nishcha. But the chelev inside of it, if it's ben teschai, is awesome. That's the Rambam. On the flip side, however, if you ate a ben cheschai, a non-fully formed animal, then the Rambam Shita is the chelev is mutter. Then the question is, what about gid hanosha? Does the Rambam make the same distinction by gid hanosha or not? And it appears the Rambam does not make the same distinction. And the Rambam says the gid of a ben pakua, the gid of any type of animal that is contained within the mother's womb is awesome. We spoke about how the same halacha is not. But b'chol ofen, you have, according to the Rambam, that a ben tes chai is mutter ba'achila, like Tzvi said, I can mamish cut off a piece of the ben tes chai and eat it. But it's chelev and it's gider also. So now let's take the ayin kreis you place. By the way, that's only a yesh omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch paskins is not like that. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you go ahead and you shecht an animal with a ben tes chai inside, the Shulchan Aruch paskins chelbo is totally mutter. Doesn't speak about gid. Chelbo is mutter. Why? We said the word is kol bebechema tochelu, meaning that whatever inside the animal, even if you hold uber lav yerech imo, it's like an aver, it's like a chaticha. There's no shem chelu because the animal is self-contained within the other animal as a different substance. But din kol bebechema tochelu. The Rambam disagrees. Now, I increase your place. Simit Samach Dalit. Shekos of the Afla HaRambam. Even according to the Rambam Shita. The Chelev Shal Ben Teschai Eino Nitar B'Shchitas Ha'em V'Chayev HaChelbo. I have this Ben Teschai. I shech the mother. The Ben Teschai comes out. The Ben Teschai is totally mutter. However, when I eat the Ben Teschai, I have to make sure to extract the Chelev and to extract the Gid. Mikol Makom. Listen to this Chiddush. Fascinating. Zedavke Chelbo Shehoya Az B'Shas Shchita. A guy goes ahead and he does arthroscopic, not surgery. He goes into this Ben Teschai and he takes a picture of the chelev inside the ben teschai. The chelev is, I don't know, the size of an apple. 5 years later, they take a similar picture of the chelev in the animal, and it's not the size of an apple, it's the size of a watermelon. The question is, all the chelev that grew in the animal, after the animal was born, what is the status of the additional chelev? The first chelev that's born is asur, right? That's the Shita's Haramba.
How do you distinguish between one chelev and another chelev?
Okay.
I mean, you cut out all the original chelev still growing?
No.
Nope. I take out the side. It's like a toy.
You don't even take out. Look, he's not saying take out the side. He says you know. You know when it's born. I'll tell you how they know. Nothing advanced. One guy takes out the Ben Teschai, correct, and shechs it right away. He says, I just want to eat it right away. After 8 days, whatever it is. He shechs the animal, correct? And he opens it up, and he sees that a small animal, Ben Teschai, the chalef is normally this big. Another guy says, I got a Ben Pakua in my hands. I'm going to go ahead and create a whole Ben Pakua flock. So he has to wait a number of years till the animal, 2 years, the Gemara says, till the animal can be myelid.
Is that what he's talking about? Another subsequent animal?
No. But the guy now shechs this 2-year-old animal. He sees that the chalef is this big.
So what? But it's still mixed in there.
Ah, so this is a very interesting question. So let's see what he says. So he says, now, ki achelev hazeh, gomor hu rak, ki achelev hazeh, chelev gomor hu, rak to niter b'shrita. The animal, as soon as it comes out, is niter, the animal of b'shrita. But the chelev inside the animal is also. V'arambam soiv, the Rambam sheet is the low niter achelev. We said this sheet is haram, yesh omrim. We don't paskin like this. The truth is, do we paskin like this or not? The Ramah says we don't paskin like this. Shach says that we paskin like the Rambam. Why? Because the Sufik Papayskim. Some Paiskim say that the Shechitas Ha'em works to be matir, we call Bechema Tochelu, like we said, the whole fetus. The Rambam says no. We said the Chakir was, it's as if there's a Meiser Shechita or a Heter Shechita for the fetus, but the fetus has a separate identity as Chelev. The Shach says it's the Isser Kares, and we're Machmir by Chelev. Okay, so let's say we're machmir by chalef. And let's say we're not going to eat the chalef of the animals.
Ben Tess. No, Ben
what?
Tess, no. Only Ben Tess.
Only Ben Tess, yeah. Correct.
I don't know. How does Rama make a chalef between Ben Tess?
We spoke about that last time.
I forget everything.
Okay, the low need to our chalef b'shechit has hay. What?
It's a Sufik Doraisa. When did he eat the Kores? It's a Sufik Doraisa.
No, for instance, he says, but let me ask you a question. We have Sufik Doraisas all the time,
yeah.
And we paskin, not like Yesh Omrim, we paskin like the first Shita, by Sufik Doraisas. Correct? So he brings the Yesh Omrim.
Yeah.
So the Yesh Omrim means we don't paskin like the Shita.
The laws of Sufik doesn't create a Sufik. Okay.
But he's interesting. Interesting klalei psak going to the shach. A yesh omrim, which is not the major shita, by a sufik haresh, might not be like a regular yesh omrim. Interesting. Okay? That was interesting. I saw something very interesting. The Prima Godim says, ta'o bidivrei hashach kito bidvar mishnu.
Really? Wow.
In Shulchan Aruch, the Prima Godim says, Yoridei at least, the Shach rules. He beats out the Ramah. Wow.
The great Kohen.
What?
I suppose he's a Kohen.
He didn't hurt, he was a Kohen.
Right? And not the Ramah who says
that? The Prima Godim says, so there's a machloikes, of course, what the Prima Godim means, Toh Bidvar Mishnah. If the guy misses the Shach and doesn't know it, then his psak is no good. But let's say he knows the shach, and he says, I don't hold like the shach, because I have a prima gadi, I have a pre-chadosh, and I have this, and I have a ramah. So is that also considered to be invalidated? So they say, no, l'chora not. L'chora, a guy with the shikal hadas could go against the shach. But to not know a shach, and to not pask like the shach, that's like a toh bidvar mishnah. Yeah, it's interesting. I asked somebody, interesting, is there anyone who has a similar halach in Orach Chaim? First of all, I said, is this just a shach in Yoredeya? So if it's Yoredeya, for sure. What about the Shach and Chosh Mishpah? So Chosh Mishpah is different because it's a halacha kimli by Chosh Mishpah. That every guy who's a defendant in a Chosh Mishpah din could say kimli, meaning he could pick some, you know, shita. I don't want to say shita b'mavaza. Pick a Rabbi Yerucham, etc.
But how fun hurts the other?
What?
It's a zero sum game.
Right. So Chosh Mishpah is difficult. I said, Evan Ezer, for sure, there's no halachas mechok b'shmul. None of them have a halach like that. So I said, what about Orach Chaim? He says he thinks the Magen Avraham has such a halach in Orach Chaim.
Really? you're the roast editor. I hear this in a moment. So I bet the Taz.
Yeah.
The Taz published his parish after the Vada Barossa made Xera not to publish anymore on Shulchan Aruch. He already finished the parish. He's very poor. He needed the money, so he published it. So because of that, he's always the second. He's never the premier parish. He's always. He's even the bottom of the page in Ebenezer. Because he defied the Vada Barossa. So he published his parish. They said no more. They made a takana. No more. My first Shulchan Aruch. I thought he had written this thing, he hadn't actually published it yet, and he needed the money, so he published it.
Yeah, what about all the parishioners that come after?
What?
Rabbi Kivega was clearly way after that.
I don't know how long they went around that much longer after that.
In other words, it was only
while they're still.
That's very interesting. Who said this? The Rav said that? Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. Avalim Nishchat Ha'aim. Okay, with the alcohol upon him, the ram, the gufa ben bakua, the mishach ziva havi kishochut. Listen to this. It's now a shochut. Im kein hachelev shogodol acherkach mishiyotzir v'over oilam. Now, what about all the chelev that now grows? The animal is now a small animal right after shechita. Now, the chelev that's in the animal is going to continue to grow. What is the status of that chelev that now grows? Now, this is question number one. He assumes the Dover Pashat. All the chelev that now grows, that after the animal's already been shechted, is not considered to be chelev. Why? The gufa can't bent pakua nita b'shulzeim, but make a shochet. Im ken a chelev shogodl acherkach mishiyotzi la'over ha'olam. Kevan dishor shochet lefanecha. This shore that I have now in front of me is considered to be a dead shore. It's dead. No one's going to say that the chelev that grows from a dead animal is chelev.
And the meat is not flesh either. What is it?
I don't know. Kevin the shore shochet lefanecha, ein hachelev shagodl achakach nesa. That's assumption. What?
Can make a cheeseburger out of it.
That is a very, very interesting assumption here. The assumption here is that now it's mamish a dead shore. By the way, there's a discussion about this by the cholov. What about the cholov of this animal? We discuss this afterwards. This animal now goes ahead and has milk. What's the status of that milk? Is that milk considered to be, because we say milk that comes out of a dead animal, right? It's not considered to be. It's not considered to be milk. What about milk that comes out of a ben pakur?
It's flesh milk.
What? It's not. I don't know if it's flesh milk. Is it considered to be mamash cholov? A very interesting question. But he is assuming right now off the bat that here. Chelev hagodol akakach bevadi enu chelev elo oichel. That's assumption number one in the Minchas Chinuch. Listen to this. Prima gadim cholok al din zeh. V'daitai. He says like this. Shachelev hanosof la'achar shchitas imo osur. The prima gadim argues with this. He says all the chelev that grows after the ben pakur is born is also osur. V'yeh shachichu kemavur b'gmara. Sheben Pakua Mikre Seh Ve'eno Metame Betumas Oichel Nevshu Chai. Correct? It's interesting. Do you say that now the Ben Pakua is considered to be dead? Meaning it's Metame Betumas Oichel. In other words, what's the status of this animal? Right? Is it Makabel Tumas Oichel?
How dead is it?
I'll give you an example. Okay? It touches a mace. A guy, he touches a mace. The animal touches a mace. Okay? That animal now touches a mace. If it was a regular Tumas Soichlin, it would now be Makabel Tumah, and it could be Matame Truma. Would you say now that if this animal goes ahead and touches mace and now touches Truma, that the Truma is possible? So it's interesting that the Prima Gadim brings Uriah from that. It says Mavur Begamar, he says there's a Gemara in Chulin. Gemara in Chulin says, Sheben Pakua Mikre Seh, Veinam Matame Tumas Soichlin, Mipnei Shu Chai. At the end of the day, it's alive. The imken af a chalev, so too the chalev. Hanosef ba'ach ha-shchit azimo asr. The chain mash megam she'omra b'gemara, famous gemara. She'par shochud mikre, par.
By the way, this answers the Eivim HaChai.
What? That's,
it is Eivim HaChai, it's Nechachai.
No, it's not. It's not Eivim HaChai. Because it has a heter shchita. So it's definitely not an Eivim HaChai. So it's very fascinating that the animal is a nishchat, okay? So he makes a, first of all, the assumption number one is interesting. That all the chalev that grows afterwards is a chalev of shor shochet lefenecha. And the Torah only answered what? The chalev of a chai. This is now a chalev of a mace. Fascinating. Really, this it's interesting. Lagabi ever min a chai, it's considered to be what? A mace. Lagabi lenach. Let me ask you a question. The whole test, is this totally on this chakira again? The whole reason that a ben test chai, right,
for
we say. What?
For goy, it's
Eivim HaChai. For goy, because he doesn't have a din, special din of heter shchita, right? Right, very interesting. I mean, I don't know. I think it's an interesting leap of faith here to say that the chalev that doesn't, right? However, there's a Rashba they quote here. The Rashba in Chulin says an interesting thing. Ulam ladas ha-Rashba. It's the Rashba. Not to say anything against the Minchachin, you have a Rishon that says, Ulam ladas ha-Rashba, Shafi Sheben Kapur Nikra Seh Nikol Mokom Ein Shayach Bum Isr Chelev Ke Eino Roy Shor O Kesev Sotku Divrei Ha-Plesi. Meaning, you know what they're saying? A very interesting thing. It's considered to be a seh, meaning you stop it in time at the moment that it is born, and say it has a shem seh at that time. But now everything that grows after it does not have the halacha of what? Does not have the halacha of being the growth of a normal natural animal. Very interesting. I don't know. Very fascinating machlokes here. Whether when you shech, it's machlokes. It seems to be machlokes rishonim. Prima gadim argues one way. Rashba says another way. Let's just assume that this is an open question. You shecht an animal and has a little chalev. The additional chalev that grows afterward, does that have a shem chalev or not? So let's assume, like the Minchas Chinuch, it doesn't have a shem chalev. Now you come up with a very, very interesting question. What's the question? The question is, im ken achalev shegodl achakach vishiyotzu la'avar olam kevin d'shor shochot lefenecha ein achalev shegodl achakach nesar delav chalev shor chayu kevin d'kashochot v'chalev hagodl achakach bevadai ein achalev elo oichel. I am Shamu Dvar of Nechayim. Now let's assume like the place. Now, Nira, he wants to now make a leap of faith. The place he only says this by Chela. What about Gid Anosh? The Nira, the Gid, Leinin Gid, Hadin Kain. He just assumes that Allah is that by Gid, right, there is the same halacha. So there are people that argue. Why do they argue? They argue because maybe chalev and gid, you think you could argue chalev and gid would be different. Could there be an argument that somehow chalev and gid are different?
Well, we know that there's a difference because a ben ches, the gid is also, right?
Very good.
Right?
Very good. Very good.
Well, I remember what the svar was.
Right, the svar is like this. The svar is that somehow the chalev is considered to be, we said, a part of the general anatomy of the behemoth. Right. Gid Anosh, especially if you hold Eitz Ba'alma and Ein Begid Nois and Tam, you hold it's not part of the whole Isser of Gid Anosh is divorced from the concept that the behemoth has a edible object. Chalev can be eaten. Chalev zikr is.
Doesn't change with the form. Doesn't change anymore. Doesn't get bigger.
Also, they say that the reason that's awesome from the time of the shliel is because it's not connected to the maturity of the behemoth. View the gid as a separate, independent iser outside of the behemoth, especially if ain't begid nice and tam. Correct? Ain't begid nice and tam. You say there's a behemoth tmeya, and if you eat a gid of the behemoth tmeya, if you ain't begid nice and tam, you're not over the iser behemoth tmeya. So it's almost as if it has its own identity. So if it has its own identity, you're going to say that the gid is also from day one, divorced of the animal itself. So therefore, once the animal is born and alive, the gid as a separate dover also, when it grows b'taris isur. But he says, let's not say like that. Interesting. Two very big assumptions here. The chalev that grows afterwards is mutter. We saw it's a machlokes, crazy and prima godim, with the Rashba on the crazy side. And now he's taking it a step further. Step further is the gid also. The animal is born, ben teschai, you have, or even ben ches, you have a small little gid, now the gid continues to grow. Okay, by the way, who says this? Yeah, Mishmeres Habayis, other people say that don't go ahead and learn from chalev to gid, which I hear. But he learns from chalev to gid. Now we come to a fascinating concept. Come into some big, very interesting issues here. He says, Nira de gamle ini gid hadin kein. Nihi de noheg b'shlil v'das haramba mula rashba. As we just mentioned, the Rambam and the Rashba both hold that even if you shecht a ben ches, a ben zayin, and then the animal comes out, the halacha is that gid is noheg. This would only be the gid at the time mechayim. But any type of the gid that extends after the birth of the animal, iser gid. By the way, do you have the bottom, the ice base, everyone? You have that? You have ice base. So he brings miu b'mishmeres habayis by yisheni hashar hamishi kotsav harashba. Mishmeres habayis is on also the bedek habayis, right? Mishmeres habayis, the Rashba says, the hefesh b'shliel ben chelav legid. The hocho lo mikre chelav shor v'kesev. The hocho kari gid hanosha. This is mamashar svara. The lo toli gid hanosha has its own identity. Big yisoy. The lo toli b'shor v'kesev. The im yitziroso nesa. The im kein gam. What is that?
Crazy place.
La crazy place. Very good. Begid hadas nei sinis to aser gam masher gadol achas shchita chemin chadosh. That's a gewaldige yisoid. The yisoid is a chalev is out chalev shor. A gid is also out gid hanosha. The actually gid itself. A very interesting idea. So you could chalev is an open question. Many people say that the chalev that grows after the birth of behemoth, the additional chalev that grows is mutter.
The gid anosha v'chaya is a machlokes
whether it's also or not, but the gid anosha v'chaya totally on according to one limud in the Gemara lo sev hashel gidi b'chalev imo. Echad lebasur behema, echad lebasur chaya, and echad lebasur oif. The end of the day we pass from basur chaya, there is gid anosha.
There is
gid anosha.
And what about chelav zomer nishar chesa?
Oh, right. Chelav chaya is totally mutter. That's the problem with
that's a... That's what he's saying.
Right.
Totally has to be a guess.
Very good. Right. In other words,
gid anosha doesn't depend
on extension
the animal.
It's
any animal.
Right.
Gid anosha.
Very good.
What's the din of the dam in this thing?
What?
Dom.
Oh, so we saw that before. So the question is, there's a rod that says Mikol Ben, right? The question is, the question is Dom. The Dom, they say the Dom is also, we had that before.
Dom Evarim is also, Dom of any Avar is also, so it doesn't really matter.
A regular, right. I'll tell you, a regular No, it's a very interesting question. How far does Mikol Bechema Tochelu go? That's the interesting question. That was the rod. The Ram says, even though you pass can be called behemoth ochelu, you still say that it's like an aver of the behemoth, and it came out as an aver of the behemoth, just like aver of the behemoth needs malicha and is the isur dam and aver of behemoth. Also, what's inside the behemoth, right? So the some people say no, but called behemoth ochelu, there's a special heter for that.
The dam should be mutter.
Right, but we don't hold like that. We saw that before. That's a Ram. The Ram says that we call behemoth ochelu. We saw that Ram. This is the Ram. Listen, it's a Ram in behemoth makshe. She calls of the alkein karu motzu es damo. The ainu bichlal be behemoth ochelu. The dam lav achilu hu el shtia. You hear that? Yeah, right. We had the shtia. That doesn't come, but it's interesting. It's mashmi. He needs a special miut of shtia. And we said, what do you do according to the Yerushalmi that learns that achilu bichlal shtia by the isur of lo sochlu dam?
Look, the problem I have with kol behemoth ochelu is I know the Gemara says contrary to this. Even a regular behemi, you're not allowed to eat everything. The chelav is also, and the gerenosha is also, and the dam is also. Even if it's shochut, there's certain things that are also.
It's very interesting.
So what do you mean kol behemi b'tei chelav? You're not allowed to eat everything in a behemi, right? You're not allowed to eat chelav. So you have to conclude that this is not chelav.
Yeah, but the problem is the ikur.
That's not what kol behemi b'tei chelav
is. The ikur day at the Shulchan Aruch is.
No, I understand that.
That a ben teschai the chelav is mutter. Somehow it's more. Somehow it's some somehow it's a big heter. I hear.
You have to say it's not chelav, and even according to the Rambam, you have to say it's not chelav with a ben kes. All right, that's easier to justify. You could say that.
It's
not yet mature enough to so the chelav is not.
No, but according now, but he's saying according to the Rambam now that the chelav is also now. After the Heter Shechita, he wants to extend it, which is questionable, but let's just make this assumption. We question this assumption, we say it's not Lekulei Alma. The assumption now is anything that grows now after the birth of the animal is now Mutter.
See, he answered the question I had, because it's a mixture. So the answer is, it was less than a Kazayas before, and now it became a Kazayas. So the question is, could you be Mechayiv me? I know it was less, it was a baby, so it had a tiny
amount. So let's see. Okay, Nehir Gemoshik Samuel. We come Dafka Hagid Mechayim. Aval Masha Godal Akashita Saim came into Shosh Shochet Bavadilo Shach Isu Gid. I entice the school and Daf Tzadi, Shakos with the Gid Bein and Dafka Mechayim, do me the Yako, very good. Vim came with Fizet Bishlil Shanishka to Imai, the Akakach Nisgadal Vahilech, Eno Chayev Al Kazayas Gid. Ki yesh bo heter mashin is toisif. Im lo shiire shiyocho kezayis
it's is the old and part of it is the new, so you didn't need a kezayis.
Very inch good.
It's a great answer.
It's fantastic. Right? Now this is an unbelievable thing. If a guy ever wants to eat a git anosha, you know when the guy can eat the git anosha? The guy can go ahead and eat the git anosha when what? When there's an animal that's a Ben Ches, Ben Tessa, Ben Pakua. Let the Ben Pakua grow a little. Okay? And after it grows a little, I go out, I take the gid. I say the gid prior to its growth was less than a kezayas. Now I've got a kezayas that's partially made out of heter, and now there's no issue. Now I just want to give you a preview. There are two issues. The issue is that we paskin by a gid that a gid doesn't need a kezayas. It's a barrier.
It's a barrier.
So the question is, what happens if you have a barrier that starts out kula also this barrier, and the barrier now is growing with it heter? Do you say that now the new definition of the barrier to be mechayev you includes a chelek heter, and therefore you can't give it a din barrier because part of the barrier is heter? That's question number one. Question number two is there a concept? We know there's a concept of Isser is bottle beheter. Is there a concept of heter is bottle be Isser? Meaning, I have the Gira Nosha Aser, and every little piece of now growing is Heter. Do I say Kama Kama Bottle? I got a little grows, the Heter is Bottle Be Issa. I got a little Heter grows, Bottle Be Issa. So now you have two very interesting questions. A Beria that is made up of an object that is part Heter and part Issa. Do you see, still say that I view the whole beria as a beria and I eat it?
That's not the case he's giving. He's not giving a yeh the whole gira nosa. He's giving a case where yeh the kazayis of the gira nosa. Yeh the kazayis of gira nosa, part of it is mixed in the heter. So you can never be chayiv. So he's not really going into that shayla.
No, but now he goes into it. But that's shayla. But the second shayla would be shayla.
Yes.
Can heter ever be bottle be'is? Is there ever a concept of heter being bottle be'is?
Yeah.
The fascinating idea, we know Issa is Batu Beheter. Do you go the other way, the Heter is Batu Beheter?
Why shouldn't it?
Okay, we'll see you in a minute. We'll read the next paragraph, then we'll see. There's a Ramachon and a Stipler that Mamish talk about these two questions, fascinating two questions. These are the two issues today, very interesting issues. The right? Which means the nature of the Issa Beria and the nature of Bit. Let's now look. Let's read the next two paragraphs. They're very important. Then we'll talk about
the whole bittle. We learn the min v'mina. We learn it from two types of blood, and they were both heter. They're not the Issa. They were heter. They were blood that we used for kabbonis, for sprinkling. Right?
That's the dam par dam soya.
Yeah.
Right.
So not talking Issa heter. What are you talking about there? You're not talking about Issa heter.
Yeah, I hear.
And it all comes from Pasuk Achar Rab Mahatas anyway.
Very good, very good.
Doesn't it?
I hear the source. Let's see. Vilomar, let us say. The Bechol Rega Shinit Toysev, Batul Begid HaKoidim. Let us say that every little bit of what? Every little bit of Heter now. Did I not finish the last paragraph?
Yeah, three lines at the bottom.
Okay, v'im kein lefize b'shlil shenishchata imay v'acher kach niskadal v'haylech ein al chayev al kezayis gid ki yesh bo, in order to get a kezayis ki yesh bo hetem mashini tosef im lo shiur sheyech al kezayis yisr atzma lefichesh bo. However, if when the animal was born there was, let's say, a kezayis of yisr and you ate that right away, you would be usher, but as the minute it grows and part of that kezayis is heter, you wouldn't be usher. V'chein im kol ha-gid eino kezayis. Now, this is the second point. Let's say the whole gid, at the end of the day, even after a year, the whole gid is not a kezayis. And now I eat the gid and it's chayav mishum beria. Part of the beria is what?
The heter.
Part of the beria is heter. Even the Torah says, "Achach im ken
hachay."
The eino kulo isu.
There's no shayla.
Right. Okay. Let me ask you an interesting question. I'll bring you this interesting question. I didn't make a copy of. This is Morgan Avram. Morgan Avram says that when I take a leaf from Mora, Tofayin Hay, Morgan Avram, interesting, we're talking about the Morgan Avram. I take a leaf from Mora and I make a cheshbin. I can't be Yotzei with, I'm Yotzei with part of the Mora, not another part of the Mora. Okay, there's the Olin, correct, which are the leaves, and then there's the stalk. Okay, so the halacha is that you're not yotzei mara with both, but the leaf is a beria. If I eat the beria, do I need a kezayis in that beria of the part of the mara that is considered to be am yotzei with? Or do I say no? The whole thing's a beria, and I'm eating a beria. So, for instance, here I'll quote you to Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says like this. V'kach nochtu achronim le'inyan mitzvus achilas mara. Shem ein bo kezayis. If I don't have a kezayis of the leaf, eino yotzei bo chovas mara mishum beria. Mishum she'ein yoitzin yedei chavas ha'mara b'shorish ha'mara. If I have the shorish of the mara, if I have the stalk of the mara, I'm not yoitze. I'm only yoitze with the olim. I'm only yoitze with the leaves.
Well, let's say the whole thing was about you. You'd be yoitze mara with that. That Paul, okay, I guess so.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say the whole plant was called mara.
But the problem is part of that plant is the stalk, right?
The only reason you yoitze altogether is because the roots are bitter. That's the only reason you yoitze.
I understand.
All these plants. So you don't need to be eating them, you know.
Well, that's the halacha. So the question is, what about the mara? V'din beria shayach. The only time beria shayach is rak b'makom shekol ha-beria ruya lekach. Meaning, I have an animal. I have a bug. And I eat a bug. What?
It's all bug. It's all bug.
It's all bug. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger Kriegs on this from, you know what? Of Tomei. I sent it out already.
To where? To him? To that original one or to me?
No, to Bayswater.
Okay, all right. So then he'll give it to me.
Made it out to whatever.
Excellent. Okay, right, so he's going to have to check because we just made a switch. That's why I was bothering him.
Okay. Should have gotten back to him. Sorry. Okay,
I'm
good.
Here anyways.
So other people, however, say you yoitze with a morer. So this is interesting. I have a leaf of morer. That the leaf of morer itself together has a kezias, but the portion of that leaf that I'm yoitze the mitzvah's kezias with. What?
It's not morer. It's the min, but it's not the morer.
This isn't a kezias. Now, if I have a large leafy one, right? That's no problem because I have a kezias amongst the leaf. But let's say the whole stalk with the leaf itself is not a kezias. Is a kezias. Number one, the kezias is made up of that portion.
Right.
Also, that is not. I'm not yoitze. Do I say that it has a din beria? Do I say that I can include in the beria the portion that not does not have the identity of what I need to be yoitze? So the Minchas Chinuch says is a davar pashut. What's the Minchas Chinuch saying? Minchas Chinuch is saying like the maror vart, correct?
Yes.
Minchas Chinuch is saying is that if I have a gid anasha, that's not a kezias, and part of the gid is made up of the additional amount of the gid that Rubatiris had there, then I can't claim beria. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I have an interesting raya. You know what my raya is? The halacha is that if there's an of tameh, okay, and an of tameh is not a kezias, but I eat the whole of tameh, then I am considered to be what? I'm considered to be over the Isra of Tomek, Yishum Beri. Because I don't understand. We have a Feresh Mishnah that says, Atzomois, feathers, all these things, I'm not over the Isra of Tomek. So you see that part of...
That's because it's not a chila, that part of it. Atzomois is not a chila. The parts of the bird that you're not chayy for is because it's not a chila. So you're eating the whole thing, that's all it comes up. Here, what?
So think about it.
It's not achila. It is achila. So the achila is combined two elements. One element of which is kosher, and the other element is treif.
So you're saying of tameh is what?
Karmarai is that. All the entire achila of the bird is also. So you entire the whole achila is also. So you did that. You ate every portion of the bird that's edible. That's what I'm saying. Here, you're eating a piece of mara.
The feathers aren't edible, but the stalk of the mara is, you
say? Yeah, of course, the stalk of the mara is that. It's part of the mara.
The feathers are.
And at the Gitanosha also. If you eat the whole Gitanosha, and we're calling it edible, because the rice is called edible. So there's no difference between one part of it and another part. The only reason you put it is because it's not part of the achila on the bird. Any part of the bird that's edible.
So a guy takes an oaf tameh that's less than a kezias. And he goes ahead and removes one feather. Okay? If he would remove one feather from a large oaf tameh and eat it, even though the feather itself is a kezias, he'd be potter. Correct? Now he has an oaf tameh that's less than a kezias. He removes one feather, puts it aside. With that feather would never be mechayev him, even if the feather's a kezias. And now he goes ahead and eats the oaf tameh that's less than kezias. He's potter. Because, what?
I don't think feathers count, by the way. I don't think feathers count. So I think he tameh and he had removed all the feathers.
Okay.
Chayev anyway, that's called a barrier.
Okay.
Atzomus. Yeah. Atzomus is a problem.
Atzomus.
You take it out, it's not going
to. Atzomus.
Definitely not. Well, you didn't. Well, there's stuff inside the atzomus.
Okay. Let's take it to etzem that is never moya. Okay. Okay. Karnayim and this kanafayim, all the things that right.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Rabbi Akiva says, you know what? I don't hold to this thing. I hold that even a part of the mar. He argues on this Rabbi Akiva. He says, I'll prove to you that if I eat maror that's a barrier, even though there's a stalk with the leaves, even though it's not a kazais, you'd be, I'd say. Because once the Torah gives a shame barrier to the maror, it gives a shame barrier to the maror to say that this whole thing is considered to be what? Is considered to have a shame maror, even the portion's not marayas from Ov Tomei. Therefore, he would argue on the Minchas Nech Bagira Nosha, the Rebbe Kiveger. And he'd say that even though part of the gid is Heter, and it's less than a Kazayas, it can be considered to be a Chelek of the Bay. Very interesting Machlaikis. Machlaikis Rebbe Kiveger, right?
The question is how Beria works. What does it mean to say?
Well, yeah. Let's look at the stipler.
That is a dumb question, that's why it works.
Ah, let's look at this type. Okay, let's take a look at this type, okay?
He's answering for it.
So let's say this type. So very good. So this happens to be a chakira. Why Beria doesn't need a shear? Listen, chulin, this type was unbelievable. Just beautiful, beautiful writing, unusual. Is that mishpacha to you too? You're a chazonish mishpacha, no?
Well, I have, but not blood. I'm related to the chazonish, but the chazonish is related to the type. Yeah. So I consider it all by transit.
So how are you related again?
Because my uncle is his nephew, my cousinish.
Very nice. Okay.
It's not by blood, but that was by marriage.
It's good enough.
His wife. He's good enough for me.
Good enough.
Gary Barnett. Gary Barnett is.
He's related, right?
Gary Barnett is a great nephew of the cousinish. I always tell Gary, you've got the cousinish's brains. I don't know if you know, but
yeah, I do know. He's very bright. Chulin Sadivov. Okay. B'masnisin achlu ve'ein bo kezayis chayev. There's a Mishnah that says by Gira Noshe that if you eat it and ain't bo kezayis chayev, me din beria. This is the classic case of din. Well, another case, a classic case of din beria is a sheret or a zvuv, etc. But the Mishnah's machadesh that by Gira Noshe also, if I take the actual gid itself and I eat it, even if the gid itself does not have a kezayis, the halacha is what? The halacha is ve'ein bo kezayis chayev. Mavur b'gmara mishum tahavye beria. But tzarchiyin l'choira. Hi, Tana de Masnis. Interesting. This Tana himself that says that if you eat a gira nosher, you chayev altsberia. Soiver the law osra toira ella masha al hakaf kedamrinam bigamara. Now, there's a whole question, and again, I'm not big into the anatomy of animals. No, I learn all these things about animals. I have no idea. I'm learning b'chayrus about the ear of an animal. Does it have cartilage? I am clueless.
That's but the
helika kurkavin. You're right. The helika kurkavin. But you can make it out. that the Gira Nasha is a certain size, correct? And the Tana of this Mishnah holds, you're only chayef on a part of the gid that covers a certain portion of the joint. So the question is, the stipler is asking, the same Tana that holds that I'm chayev if I eat the whole gid hanasha, even though it's not a kazayis, is holding that the whole gid is not awesome. Only, let's say, the middle of that whole beria. So he holds you eat the whole gid, correct? Right? I pop the whole gid in my mouth. And according to this shita, if the gid would have grown to a size, that is what? Better yet, if I would have taken this gid and chopped off one end and the other end and eaten it, even if it would have been a kazayis, I wouldn't be chayv because it's not gid. But now that it's a whole gid, even though it contains portions that if I would have cut off, wouldn't have had a shame, gid anasha, I'm chayv. How could that be? Okay? So Rechiyin, L'chayra, high kind of the best season, so for the law, Osra Torah, Ela Masha al Kaf, Kidamina Begumara. V'oisei miktas gid ha eino ber yishlema. L'chayra, the whole gid is not a ber yishlema because part of the ends of the gid are not part of what the Torah asked. Now he says there's a chakira in how to learn beria. It's a famous Tosis. Tosis learns, in terms of din beria. Where's the Tosis? Tosis says that, I think it's Sadi Aleph. Tosis explains what that concept of beria is. Tosis says beria is not a svara. It's almost as if the Torah, it's din mi din, the Torah is giving you a directive. The Torah says, Kol sheretz lo sochelu. So when the Torah outlines what's aser, it doesn't follow the normal parameters of what? The normal parameters of kezayis. It's telling you, kol sheretz lo sochelu. What's a sheretz? Sheretz can even be the smallest thing. When the Torah says, lo sochlu gira, alkein lo ichlu b'nei sochlu gira nasha, it's telling you anything that has a shem gid is aser. So according to Tosis, the reason for beria, it's not a svara alts chashivusa, but the reason for beria is it's because it's as if the Torah delineated that that object in itself, regardless if it has the regular shiurim, I am calling that object aser to you.
It says kol sheretz, implying that somehow it's any sheretz. But gid hanasha says lo yichlu b'nei sos gid hanasha.
Anytime something's a gid
is the same thing. It says lo yichlu gid hanasha.
But they say kol sheretz. It's not the kol. It's not the kol. It's referring to gid hanasha, whatever size.
Right.
That's all.
So let's see.
Then cotton leg ol, he says it.
So he says, according to Tosfos, it's interesting. Also, mikzas gidayinu b'riyah shleimu l'tama Tosfos b'ha.
But that's going right away, contrary to the one who holds that part of the gidanosh is mutter. What do you mean, gidanosh is osu? The gidanosh is not osu. Only part of the gidanosh.
Very good. Tama Tosfos b'ha de beria ein tzorich shir mishum dahavi le ke mefarish ukiyu kosva toira lo socho gid ben kot ben godel kol sheshmo gid asi shopir kevan de hakra mayri ba oiso chela gid sha'al hakaf val ze osu toira gid stan ben kot ben godel sha'al ze hachela Pirsha Tori Isura Stoma, the Mashma Afilu Kotu, Avala Harishonim Zal Shikosu, Taima Ha De Nevela, Lo Mechashve Beria, Lefisha Lo Nesra Mitchilosa, Briosa. Interesting. I have a Nevela. What's a Nevela? Let's say I would have an animal is born, and just let's say this animal that's born doesn't have a shear. The halacha is, it's not asur mi briyasa. There's no concept by nevela of what? Of beria. There's no concept that by beria, by nevela. Why? Because it's not asur mibriyasa. The nature of the isur nevela.
That's to die first.
What?
That's to die.
Meaning like this. The isur is a separate new isur of nevela is not the shame hadover. Nevela is a condition.
According to Tosfos.
What?
Einu
zavuach, right? Okay. But an interesting idea. Nevela, you wouldn't say this. Why? Because nevela. Right. Avalishom zal shikosfu. Time ahad nevela machashu beri lefishlo nesro mitchil abriyasa mashma demefarshi inyan beri kipshuto shu dover sholem. I ain't ate the besugi. Im kein amai oisre chela git sho osir nechshav beri va eino ever sholem. Meaning that it's very interesting. You have,
that's what I was,
right? You have, according to the chashivas, this is not what an aver sholem. V'haya efshel loyma de'ain hachinam b'lo mechayev aleha kishein boshir ela im kein ochlo kulo d'harve beria va'af apisha chelek mi menu eino osur min ha'toyro mikol makom kevin sha'ochel beria achila chashuvahi v'chayev al kol chelek ha'isur shebo. So he's saying an interesting chakira. If you have, again, this man the armor holds, only the middle of the gid is also. So if the middle of the gid is also, I don't understand something. It's not a barrier. So if, according to Taisvis, the din barrier doesn't have to do with chashivis, meaning it has to do what the Torah singles out. The minute the Torah singles out a gid and says this portion of the gid is osur, the Torah is telling you, even though it's not shlemus, even though you can cut off one side and the other side, since the Torah was laser focused on that portion of the gid, it's as if the Torah told you, I'm not been on that gid, even though that part of the gid is not what? It's not a gid shalom. But according to those other sheets that hold that barrier comes out chashivas, I don't understand something.
You know, the achil is chashiv.
Very good.
It's the achil that's chashiv, and then becomes then that portion of the gid you could be high on all.
That's the svara.
That's the svara.
That's the svara. That's what he's saying. But he's saying it's totally interesting how you learn that man d'amar that holds only a chelek of the gid. Interesting chakira. Only a chelek of the gid is what is osur. Why is it that when I eat the whole gid, I'm chayv mishum beria? The whole beria is not osur. Is it because who cares? The whole beria is not osur. Since a portion of the beria is osur, that portion is chayv mishum beria. Right? Because the Torah focuses on that, and it's as if the Torah says, I don't care about Kazayas anymore, I don't care Shu'urim anymore, I just care about the Dover Osir. That is a Dover Pasha to you. It's as if the rest of the Gid is Keman Delesa.
No, but then you wouldn't be chayav because it's not still a Kazayas.
No, according to
Taylor's question,
that's the second way of learning. The first way of learning is Berya's Osir because the Torah is focused. In other words, I have this Gid.
Yeah, I understand the Torah's concept, but if you cut off the two pieces, you should also be chayav.
Yes, you are.
You're not.
Oh.
Nobody holds that. Nobody holds that.
Oh, unless the Kazayas, right? Very interesting. Very interesting. So, right? Interesting. Okay. According to those other Rishonim,
because when the Torah focuses on something, the fact it focuses on an object, the parts that are ancillary to the object, it also gets something along with it.
Right.
It's interesting.
So, but what are you saying? That you cut off the two pieces, still fine?
You wouldn't be. You wouldn't be. You wouldn't be. You wouldn't be. Me. Meaning, it's as if that. You know what it means? It means. No, you know what it means? It means that the Torah is telling you this whole Gid is Asur, okay? Because of that portion in it. Because of that portion in it.
You have to eat the whole berry.
But not because of Chashivusa.
Right, yeah.
Okay? I, the other man, the Amr, is teaching you a very interesting Kiddush. What's the other man, the Amr, teaching you? That it's not Asur because the Torah is laser focused on it. But you know why it's Asur? It's Asur because the Chashivus of the Achila of the whole berry, it's almost like an agav or a migo. Migu that you not did an achila chashuva. I'm going to be mechayev you on that portion of it. Right, it's a different svara, fantastic svara.
I like that one better.
Right?
A lot of svaras.
Im kein, amai oisa chela git shasu nechsha beria, vaha eino ever shalit. Vaya ev shalimer de ein hachinami. Okay, where I lost the place, nechsha beria. Shalom, the ain't no chinami. The one mechayev aleha, because she ain't boshir. Elaim kein ochlo kula. The have a beria. The avbisha chelik mi menu ain't no asur min ha taira. Mi kom al kom kevin she ochlo beria achil chashuvi. The chayev al kol chelik isur shabbat. V'chi hai gavna, and I'll bring you a raya from this. Eshelchem b'daf kuf bezom et bein. Och, all very good. Tzipur temeya ben b'chayeh ben b'misasar. V'chol shehu mitav. Even though it's very, very small. V'chol shehu mitam beria. Upshita de im yitol es ha'atzomos mimen. V'yoychal es ha'shar. The law have a barrier, Shari Chosra. Now listen to this very interesting raya.
I hope you bring something to Vega.
Ella Kisha Oichel Kula Havi Le Barrier. Let's see. Forgot, I read it last night. Ella Kisha Oichel Kula Havi Le Barrier. Alpha Pitla Chora Posha. The Leke Isu Klau Bachila Satsama Shaloif. Tommy Kadin Kolai Sun Shayna Tans Bakal Isu. I am Barasa Pigan Simlam. We come up Kisha Oichel Akol Machaiva Alchila Sabasu Mitam Shaocha Berry Vachinami Haya Ef. He doesn't bring down the interesting Rabbi Kivega. What about the Moror case? What about, let's go back to the Moror case. L'chaira, what?
According to this final distinction, it would all be no good. It would be no good.
L'chaira, it would. L'chaira, you know what it would depend on? Depend on this idea of how to learn barriers.
Right?
Right?
According to the last part that he says, it wouldn't work at all.
Because when the Torah says, eat Moror, the Torah is never talking about the full gila, the full stalk. It's telling you eating that part of the stalk gets more. See, if you're going to tell me din beria is where the Torah's laser focused. Here the Torah's laser focused on the whole gid. And it's telling you, eat the whole, if you eat the whole gid, you're asur because of that portion of the gid that what has the shame isur in it. Fascinating, correct? So therefore, by maror, I wouldn't be, I'd say. But if I'm going to learn like the second svara, if I can agav chashivusa.